Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller, and Garden podcast series. On December 19, 2019, Congress approved a spending bill which repeals the parking tax for nonprofit entities. This is some pretty big news for nonprofits. And today we're speaking with Tom Colgrove, a manager with Gorfine, Schiller, and Garden, about this update. He's also going to discuss how this tax change does not impact the commercial side of things when it comes to the parking tax. And Tom, how are you doing today?
Very good, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Great to hear your voice, and thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. If you don't mind, give us an overview of the repeal of the parking tax for nonprofits.
I'll start at the beginning. Effective January 1, 2018, nonprofits were required to pay tax on the cost of providing qualified transportation fringe benefits for their employees. This included benefits such as parking and certain other commuter benefits. The tax was administered in the form of unrelated business income tax, or UBIT, and the expenses were to be included in income on Form 990-T. So this past December, Congress righted their wrong and repealed the tax retroactively. This means the taxpayers who already filed forms and paid tax are due a refund.
Okay, great. Now, I understand that the IRS recently issued an update about this, like very recently. So tell us more about that.
They did. In the past week or so, the IRS published information to their website, which provided a process for filing amended returns and claiming a refund. There's no streamlined process, as many speculated, and organizations must file an amended return. The information published to the IRS website gives very specific instructions for completing the amended Form 990-T, and I will instruct you to search for that process on their website or Google if you're interested.
That's great. You know, in many ways, you answered my next question, but we'll throw it out there anyway. So what do nonprofits need to do in terms of filing for a refund? Sounds like the IRS gave some guidance there, but anything else to add?
Well, yeah, in their guidance, they pretty much came out and said you have to file an amended Form 990-T.
Okay, got it. That's the big part of that one. Great. Now, let's switch over to the other side. Tell us about the parking tax and the commercial side of things. That's the other side of the coin.
Right. So the repeal of the tax on qualified transportation fringe benefits only affected Internal Revenue Code Section 512A7, which is the nonprofit statute, meaning that commercial for-profit entities are still disallowed similar deductions under Code Section 274.
Got it. Now, let's tell us about GSG's services when it comes to helping both nonprofits and commercial companies when it comes to this parking tax.
With respect to our nonprofit clients, we've already begun the process of reaching out to those who paid the tax so that they can claim a refund on an amended return. Our commercial for-profit entities who have parking lots for employee use or offer commuter benefits should reach out to us to obtain more information as to how the loss of the deduction may affect them.
Excellent. Tom, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. And I know we went through everything pretty quickly today, but is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed on this topic?
I think that pretty much covers it. This was an interesting past couple of years following the nonprofit parking tax as a practitioner. I don't think many expected its repeal so soon, let alone a retroactive repeal at that.
Yeah, that's great. Perfect. Thank you, Tom. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Gorfine, Schiller, and Garden podcast interview with Tom Colgrove, who's a manager with the firm, who was kind enough to share his update on the recent repeal of the parking tax for nonprofit entities. He also shared his insights into how this parking tax impacts the commercial side of things. And Tom, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. I really appreciate it and appreciate those who took the time to listen as well.